His teeth wanted to chatter. His spine was freezing. His clothes a collection of damp rags. The world slowed down. No, he wasn't going to. The sudden decision hit him like a brick in a dark alley and was nearly as surprising. It wasn't that he hated the Guild or even particularly disliked Merisette. But this wasn't the way to test anyone. It was just wrong. He decided to fail. Exactly what could the old man do about it here? And he'd fail with flair. He turned to face Merisette, looked peacefully into the examiner's eyes, extended his crossbow hand in some vague direction to his right, and pulled the trigger. There was a metallic twang. There was a click as the bolt ricocheted off a nail in the windowsill. Merisette ducked as it whirred over his head. It hit a torch bracket on the wall and went past Tepic's white face, purring like a maddened cat. There was a thud as it hit the blanket, and then silence.
"Thank you, Mr. Tepic. If you could bear with me just one moment."
The old assassin pored over his clipboard, his lips moving. He took the pencil, which dangled from it by a bit of frayed string, and made a few marks on a piece of pink paper.
"I will not ask you to take it from my hands," he said, "what with one thing and another. I shall leave it on the table by the door."
It wasn't a particularly pleasant smile. It was thin and dried up, a smile with all the warmth long ago boiled out of it. People normally smiled like that when they'd been dead for about 2 years under the broiling desert sun. But at least you felt he was making the effort. Tepic hadn't moved. "I've passed," he said.
"That would appear to be the case.
But
I am sure you know that we are not allowed to discuss the test with pupils. However, I can tell you that I personally do not approve of these modern, flashy techniques. Good morning to you."
And Merisette stalked out. Tepic tottered over to the dusty table by the door and looked down, horrified at the paper. Sheer habit made him extract a pair of tweezers from his pouch in order to pick it up. It was genuine enough. There was the seal of the Guild on it, and the crabbed squiggle that was undoubtedly Merisette's signature. He'd seen it often enough generally at the bottom of test papers alongside comments like, 3 out of 10, see me. He padded over to the figure on the bed and pulled back the blanket. It was nearly 1 in the morning. Ankh Morpork was just beginning to make a night of it. It had been dark up above the rooftops, in the aerial world of thieves and assassins, but down below, the life of the city flowed through the streets like a tide. Tepic walked through the throng in a daze. Anyone else who tried that in the city was asking for a guided tour of the bottom of the river, but he was wearing assassin's black, and the crowd just automatically opened in front of him and closed behind. Even the pickpockets kept away. You never knew what you might find. He wandered aimlessly through the gates of the Guildhouse and sat down on a black marble seat with his chin on his knuckles. The fact was that his life had come to an end. He hadn't thought about what was going to happen next. He hadn't dared to think that there was going to be a next. Someone tapped him on the shoulder. As he turned, Chidda sat down beside him and wordlessly produced a slip of pink paper. "Snap," he said. "You passed too?" said Tepic. Chidda grinned. "No problem," he said. "It was Nivor. No problem. He gave me a bit of trouble on the emergency drop, though. How about you?" "Hmm? Oh, no," Tepic tried to get a grip on himself. "No trouble," he said. "Heard from any of the others?" "No." Chidda leaned back. "Cheese Wright'll make it," he said loftily, "and young Arthur. I don't think some of the others will. We could give them 20 minutes, what'd you say?" Tepic turned an agonized face towards him.
"Chiddy, I..."
"What?"
"When it came to it, I..."
"What about it?" Tepic looked at the cobbles.
"Nothing," he said. "You're lucky. You just had a good airy run over the rooftops. I had the sewers and then up the garderobe in the haberdasher's tower. I had to go in and change when I got here."
"You had a dummy, did you?" said Tepic.
"Good grief, didn't you?"
"But they let us think it was going to be real," Tepic wailed.
"It felt real, didn't it?"
"Yes."
"Well then, and you passed, so no problem.
But didn't you wonder who might be under the blanket, who it was and why?"
I was worried that I might not do it properly.